Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, thank you so very much for joining us on today's episode of The Lantern. As always, it's a genuine pleasure and an absolute honor to be with you guys and to have a share in your precious and valuable time. And I am ever so grateful that you guys take time out of your day to hopefully join in our little discussions that we have. There's this hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam that sort of, well, to be honest, it stresses me out. His Eminence says, the opportunities in life are like passing clouds. And gosh, that analogy is beautiful. Because have you ever looked up into the sky one sunny day? The sky was absolutely blue and there are these huge fluffs of white, bouncy-looking clouds floating away, and you picture yourself jumping or sinking into this big poof of white comfort, and you're looking at it for like 5 seconds. And then you drop your head to, I don't know, look at a puppy or a blade of grass or pour yourself some more tea, and you look up again and that fluff of cloud is gone. Also in today's story, opportunities in life obviously are like balls of dirt. Let's listen to the anecdote and we'll be right back.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program Lantern, so welcome. As usual, we have an interesting story at the beginning of the program. The title of this story is The Interview. Once at an interview at a reputed business school, a panel of intelligent interviewers was taking interview of prospective students for admission in the school. When one of the prospective students entered the room and nervously sat on the chair in front of them, the panel said to the boy, "We shall either ask you 10 easy questions or one really difficult question. Choose carefully as it will determine your admission to the school." The boy thought for a while and answered, "I would like to answer one really difficult question." "Well, good luck to you. You have made your choice. Now answer us. What comes first, day or night?" The boy was jolted into reality as his admission depended on the correctness of his answer to this single question. But he thought for a while and said, "It's the day, sir." "How?" asked the interviewer. "Sorry, sir, you assured me that I do not need to answer the second difficult question." He was selected for admission. Technical skill is the mastery of complexity, while creativity is the mastery of presence of mind. Creativity is intelligence having fun.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
So basically, the story was a rip-off of the hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen in some way. Comparing Amida Mu'minin compared opportunities to clouds. The story compares opportunities and relationships to balls of clay with gems in them. And it's nice, right? Well, still, I wonder who put those balls of clay in the cave to begin with. But though that is not the point, it still has us wondering, like, how often do we take things and people and places and opportunities and relationships for granted? Sometimes we think, we look at ourselves, our home, our families, our loved ones, our career, and because it's so familiar to us, because, well, everyone else has it too, because it's such a common thing in the relatively sheltered and privileged society that we live in, that we feel, well, this is the norm, everyone has it, it's nothing special. Like that man who looked at the balls of clay and he was like, it's just a ball of clay, it's nothing special, and there's so many of them. But once one of it dropped from his hand and broke, and he saw what's on the inside, once, God forbid, we lose one of these precious things that we have in our life, and we feel the void that it leaves behind, that empty space that remains, that absence, we will miss it like a bullet to the head. We will miss it. We will yearn for it. We will wish that we could get it back so we could appreciate it more. As we will be on the Day of Judgment, the Quran tells us that once we pass away and we are faced with the consequences, the results, the effects, the outcomes, the reflections of our own actions, we will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, please return me. Take me back to those good old days that, sure, I bellyached and I whined and I complained and I spazzed out at myself and my life and my people and my Lord and my universe about, oh, how much this sucks. But yeah, these are days that we'll never get back. I know that there could be listeners out there thinking to themselves, oh, I'm glad these are days that I'll never get back, because I never want them to repeat themselves, because they're just going through such hard times. I know I have days on my calendar where I don't even want to look back at them anymore, let alone have them back. But the thing is that Allah is so latif. He's so rahim. He's so kind. He's so delicate and tender and soft toward us. He's so magnanimous. He's so merciful. He's just so compassionate. He turns for us even those days that we never ever want to think about ever again into reward. He compensates in ways we could never imagine come Day of Judgment. But it's funny because we honestly and genuinely take these moments for granted. These breaths, these seconds we spend with people who in one form or another contribute to who we are and what we do. Even if it's a bad person that you have to be associated with based on certain circumstances for a period of your life, there's always a learning lesson. You can learn not to be like them. If they hurt you, you can learn not to hurt anyone else because, oh, you know how bad that hurt. If they lied to you, if they betrayed you, and interestingly enough, that's exactly what our hadith tell us. There's a hadith that says, if someone betrays you, don't betray them. And then there's another hadith that says, celebrate your victory over your enemy or pay the zakat of your victory over your foe by forgiving them. Or the Quran telling us, idfa billati hiya ahsan, repel evil with that which is better. Better, not just good, better. That's all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi aman Allah. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.